WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Tuesday. It's May 29th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
After a soggy holiday weekend, we may see the sun return this week. Police officers seen on video punching a woman in the head after they pinned her to the sand in Wildwood have been reassigned. A woman and her daughter covered in shattered glass after somebody threw a rock through their car window. The FBI issues new warnings about what you post online when you're angry. In sports, Mets split a doubleheader with the Braves, Yanks lose to the Astros, Dodgers rally to beat the Phillies, Vegas over Washington, and Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with first weather after a soggy, long holiday weekend.
Temperatures will trend warmer on this Tuesday. There will be a little bit of fog initially, otherwise a cloudy sky with a slight chance for a shower thunderstorm popping up this afternoon. Highs generally in the mid to upper 80s, a little bit cooler across South Jersey where highs will hit the low 80s. And some more cloud cover tonight with lows eventually dropping into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, slightly cooler day with an occasional break in the cloud cover as highs reach the low to mid-70s. And some wet weather should develop on Thursday. There will be some scattered showers popping up, maybe an occasional thunderstorm as well, with high temperatures in the low to mid-80s. Some more wet weather heading towards the weekend. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher.
Temperatures around the Garden State this morning starting out at least in the 60s, and there are a couple of 70-degree temperatures on the board this morning. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:01. It is a video that is tough to watch. A woman pinned to the sand by police in Wildwood as one of the officers punches her in the head. This was all sparked by police questioning the woman about underage drinking as they patrolled the beach. The officers in the video have been given desk duty as an internal investigation continues. And while officials say they are alarmed, they warn the video doesn't tell the full story. Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest on that this morning. Patrick?
That's right, Eric. Wildwood Police Chief Robert Regalbuto says some body cam video will be released in the coming days.
There's some additional information that you'll see in that video footage that you don't see in the video that's been released.
As for 20-year-old Emily Weinman, she says breathalyzer tests given to her and a friend were negative. She says she asked the officers if they had anything better to do than cruise the beach for underage drinkers. That's when things escalated, and says if she'd taken even a sip, she would have cooperated. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. You can see that video this morning at nj1015.com. We welcome your comments. Also access on our free mobile app. Your commuter weather for this morning. Temperatures are going to rise in the upper 80s, low 80s in South Jersey, but some patchy fog around this morning and mostly cloudy. Warmer with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon, and it looks like we should be rain-free for tomorrow. We'll have more on your forecast as we approach the midweek coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Also ahead on New Jersey's First News, a woman shaken after a rock comes crashing through her windshield. Was it deliberate? That story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Dennis and Judy.
So stupid, by the way. Rookie mistake.
No, rookie mistake was agreeing to work with you 20 years ago. That was a rookie mistake.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Your commuter weather this morning. Watch out for some patchy fog. We will see some clouds and sun overhead. High temperatures today should be in the 80s, but there is the possibility we could see a shower or thunderstorm isolated somewhere popping up in the Garden State today. Increased police patrols will continue at Northern Burlington Regional High School this morning after a threat on social media. A racist statement was posted last week, and while police say the threat was not credible, they are increasing patrols to calm parents and students. New Jersey is no stranger to hoax threats. The FBI is out with a warning. Think before you post or call or write. The consequences can be severe.
FBI Newark's Christopher Stengel says after tragedies such as the deadly school shootings in Florida and Texas, law enforcement often see an increase in threats made to schools or public places.
We must respond respond with all of our tools and capabilities to each one of these threats as if it's real.
A federal charge could come with a sentence of 5 years in prison. Jared Maples, head of the Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, says they rely heavily on reporting from the public.
So we want information, but we want the right information.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A disturbing incident in Franklin, Somerset County has left a woman shaken and her daughter lucky to be alive. Somebody had set up a stack of chairs in the road, and as the woman slowed to go around them, somebody threw a large rock through her car window. She and her daughter were covered in shattered glass. That rock narrowly missed hitting the girl right in the face. Investigators are saying little about it this morning. In Manchester, a man says a black SUV pulled up to his car. The driver shot out his passenger window. It happened Saturday afternoon, just a short time after police got a report of a suspicious SUV cruising near a local park. The teen driver of that SUV was arrested a short time later. It is not known if this is connected to a series of seemingly random vehicle shootings in Monmouth County over the last few months. South Korean media says a senior North Korean official is headed to the United States, potentially to participate in preparatory negotiations for a possible summit. Kim Jong-chol is a former military intelligence chief, now a vice chairman of the ruling party's committee tasked with inter-Korean relations. Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:09. As a candidate for governor, Phil Murphy advocated for splitting the State Department of Military and Veterans in two, one focused on the National Guard, the other responsible for serving veterans. But that idea is now meeting resistance.
Other states, including Delaware and New York, have split off their active duty and veterans departments. Brigadier General Jamal Beal, the adjutant general of the New Jersey National Guard, says his department has studied the issue and developed internal recommendations, but tells lawmakers any changes would take years if they happen at all.
The splitting of the department is not an issue, a top issue right now. We are looking at it. If it does make sense financially, it could work. But we're pretty happy with the department the way it is.
Veterans groups have told Beal they oppose changing the structure, which has been in place for 30 years. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:09. You may find your local Starbucks closed today as workers undergo racial sensitivity training this afternoon. It's part of Starbucks' reaction to two black men being arrested at a Philly store last month. The coffee chain apologized to the men after the incident and agreed to a settlement that includes a training curriculum for 175,000 Starbucks employees. A couple of weeks ago, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled New Jersey and other states can legally start offering sports betting. A new survey finds a sizable majority of Garden State residents support that decision.
Krista Jenkins of the Fairleigh Dickinson University poll says New Jerseyans were asked in a just-completed survey whether sports betting should be allowed, and
62% approve of the Supreme Court's decision, with 25% who say they disapprove.
She adds when people were asked about sharing sports betting revenue with pro teams, which is something the teams are asking for,
two-thirds or 62% would absolutely oppose that. A third or 34% would support revenue sharing with sports teams.
David Mathau, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:10. Summer is when you usually take some time off from work to relax and recharge. But just because you take a vacation day doesn't necessarily mean that you're checking out.
56% of workers won't unplug while on vacation this summer. AccountTemp's Metro Market Manager Dora Onishek says many check in to make sure things are okay.
Some might feel that it just helps projects kind of moving forward if they check in. And other times it's easier to just handle kind of simple tasks so that, again, you don't come back to this mountain of work.
The survey finds 70% of millennials have contact with the office while on vacation compared to 39% of those 55 and older.
And that might be because these younger workers, they're used to having technology at their hands all the time. Where some of these older workers, they were working when we didn't have cell phones, so they had no choice but to unplug.
She says if you feel the need to check in, schedule vacation office hours. Jen Ursolo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Forecasters are warning Alberto is still menacing as a depression after its Memorial Day landfall, scattering heavy rains over the south amid heightened risks of flash flooding. The first named storm of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season, subtropical storm Alberto, made landfall Monday afternoon in the Florida Panhandle, then weakened to a depression overnight as it continues its trek inland. Preparing for midterm elections, President Trump's trying to build a stable of Republicans who will promote his agenda and serve as a check on Democrats aiming to win majorities in Congress. Trump is set to travel to Nashville, Tennessee to raise money for Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn and headline a rally there. Blackburn's expected to face Democratic former Governor Phil Bredesen, who is in a race to replace retiring Republican Senator Bob Corker. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 512. After a soggy holiday weekend, is it drying out this week? It may. We'll have an extended look at the forecast, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 514. As we begin a new work week, shortened work week. But we've had an awful lot of rain over the holiday.
There will not be a whole lot of precipitation today or, for that matter, into Wednesday, but that all will change starting on Thursday. We'll be watching the remnants of subtropical storm Alberto heading up towards the Ohio Valley. Most of the heavy rain initially off to the west, but looking ahead to Thursday, some showers and thunderstorms will start to pop up, and an area of low pressure is going to dominate the extended weather pattern. And that's going to mean some more wet weather off and on, not only on Friday, but right now through the upcoming weekend with showers and thunderstorms pushing through. In the meantime, not a whole lot of precipitation today. There will be some areas of patchy fog initially. Otherwise, cloudy and warmer. Highs should hit the mid to upper 80s for most of the state with low 80s in South Jersey. There may be enough moisture in place for an isolated shower thunderstorm this afternoon, but those should be few and far between. Expect clouds tonight and overnight lows in the mid-60s. Cooler tomorrow with a few breaks in the clouds as highs hit the low to mid-70s. Then showers and thunderstorms move in on Thursday with highs in the low to mid-70s. Some more rain Friday with highs close to 80. And a wet weekend with scattered showers and high temperatures generally topping out in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, police officers seen on video punching a woman in the head after they pinned her to the sand in Wildwood have been reassigned. The investigation continues and we're awaiting body cam footage from the officers. The FBI issues new warnings about what you post online when you're angry as they crack down on bogus threats. In sports, the Mets split a doubleheader with the Braves. Yanks lose to the Astros. Dodgers rallied to beat the Phillies. Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals, Vegas beats Washington. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
All Jersey, all the time.
Jersey is nothing without you guys.
New Jersey 101.5.
Here's your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. Some mild temperature starting off the day with some areas of patchy fog will be dry initially. It's during the afternoon hours that a few isolated showers or thunderstorms may pop, and it certainly will get warmer today as highs climb into the 80s.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on a Tuesday morning. Feels a little like a Monday if you had the long holiday off. We are going to see the potential for some rain again today, though it probably will be limited to an isolated shower or a thunderstorm popping up at some point this afternoon. Some fog may be around this morning, and it's still going to be warm. We'll climb into the 80s today. A six-year-old who fell from a second-floor window in Jersey City over the weekend is expected to survive. The child remains hospitalized this morning after falling about noontime Saturday. This is the latest in a string of high-rise falls, and over the last decade, at least eight have fallen from windows in Hudson County. New Jersey does not require window guards to prevent these falls, although parents under the age of 10 can request metal or plastic frames to be installed by landlords. The search will continue this morning for a man missing since his canoe flipped over on the Delaware. The 39-year-old and a woman were boating near the Delaware water gap when the canoe capsized in fast water. She was rescued. He has not been found. Neither were wearing a life jacket. Beginning next Monday, New Jersey Transit will adjust their train schedules on the Northeast Corridor, the North Jersey Coastline, Pascack Valley Line, and Morris and Essex lines to allow for new improvements.
NJT spokeswoman Nancy Snyder says the changes are necessary during the installation of positive train control upgrades mandated by the Federal Railroad Administration.
We're doing everything in our power to install this safety technology as quickly as possible while minimizing the impact to our customers.
Snyder says about 2,000 passenger trips will be impacted out of a total of 308,000 weekday passenger trips.
Customers are strongly encouraged to view the full timetables on njtransit.com.
The PTC installations will continue into early next year. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 524. Four New York City policewomen who posed for a photo with a scantily clad male stripper at a senior citizens center are now under scrutiny by the department. The picture was taken during a Mother's Day party in Upper Manhattan and recently came to light. A spokeswoman says the officer's commanding officer will address the incident. She says the senior center partygoers encouraged the officers to pose for that photo. What's so great about the Garden State? Every week at this time, we profile some of the groups and individuals that make the Garden State a great place to live. 1 in 7 children will suffer the death of a parent or sibling by the age of 20. It's how those kids deal with it that is the focus of One Jersey Group.
Good grief, with centers in Morristown and Princeton, as well as urban youth programs in Jersey City and soon Newark, supports 600 Jersey kids a month getting into schools to teach not only about grief, but also the resilience that can come from it.
Bereavement promotes, it is an opportunity for resilience. So even though this bad thing has happened in the life of a child, it doesn't mean that their life or their childhood is over.
One school the nonprofit is in talks to help out is Eastbrook Middle School in Paramus, still reeling from the deaths of a student and teacher in a school bus crash May 17th. CEO Joe Primo says it's important to help those kids cope now and 6 months to a year from now. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 526. When will we finally get a stretch of dry weather? Is it going to happen this week? We'll have forecast details coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 530. And then we'll have the latest on the investigation into what happened on the beach in Wildwood after that woman was punched in the head by police. We'll update business news next.
Dominski and Doyle.
You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Double D, what's not to like?
Yeah, that's what you like.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 528. As we update business news this morning, Asian shares mostly lower, tracking losses in Europe where investor confidence was sapped by political uncertainty in Italy. U.S. markets were closed Monday for a holiday. Oil prices have plunged more than a dollar, now below $67 a barrel. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
New Jersey 101.5.